This episode of the Taking Notes podcast is sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes. Integra for Notes improves your capabilities for data analysis, printing, graphing, mail merge, and even data importation into Notes by integration of Lotus Notes with Microsoft Word, Excel, XML, and PDF files. See Integra for Notes at Lotusphere 2007 at booth 610 for a demonstration of this outstanding product. Learn more about Integra for Notes by visiting their website at www.integrafornotes.com. That's www.integra4notes.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce L. Gort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce L. Gort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today on the podcast, we have Mr. John DiGiorgio from Integra for Notes. John, welcome to the Taking Notes podcast.
Hi, Bruce. Good day to you and to Julian, and of course to all the listeners today.
Let's dig right in. Can you tell us tell us a lot about Integra for Notes? You know, what problem does Integra for Notes try to solve, and then how, in fact, does it actually solve it?
Well, I think the problem is probably something which is familiar to many of your audience today. The problem is that Notes has always had some restrictions and limitations regarding reporting and analysis of data within a Notes application or a Notes database. And essentially, users have a requirement to extract their data from Notes and analyze the data within their Notes environment better than the capabilities provided by Notes. And there are various ways of achieving this, and Integra for Notes is the leader of one of those ways of achieving, which we actually believe happens to be the most appropriate way of resolving this problem, which is to leverage the power of Word and Excel as the tools of choice on the desktop and extract data from Notes to Word and Excel as a means of analyzing the data better, presenting it better, graphing, charting, etc., etc. And that's essentially what Integra for Notes does and does very well. There are alternative methods that one can rely on, and probably the most common alternative method is what we refer to as in-application development, where a Notes developer will actually code into an application, in fact, into all his applications, the functionality to export the data to Word and Excel. And the main issues that users are faced with and developers are faced with that is that it's a very slow process. It's a bit of a painful process, even when one is reusing code. And it obviously requires a lot of version control, and it's high touch cost in terms of its maintenance. There are a number of other issues surrounding that, which we might get into at a later stage, too.
Okay, and so from the reporting standpoint, how does that work? Is that something where an administrator sets something up on the server and the users can go in and click, oh, give me the annual product report or something like that?
Yeah, that could be one of the ways that it's that the solution would work. Yeah, what we would refer to as sort of premeditated reporting, where someone, not necessarily an administrator, it could be a developer, could be a super user, would actually define what we refer to as an Integra profile within an Integra database, which contains all of these profiles. And that's a standard, normal Notes database. And therefore, people who are familiar with developing and using Notes applications will already be familiar with 90% of how Integra works and what it does and the way that it would work within their environment. An alternative is that through our Integra Quick Reports product, which is a companion product to Integra for Notes, an actual end user would be able to go and generate their own ad hoc reports. So you've got the premeditated reporting done in the way that you explained just then, Julian, through Integra for Notes, and you have the much more ad hoc type of reporting by end users this time for meeting those odd requirements or those new requirements, shall we say.
Okay, so when you're actually producing these reports and you're going into Notes, you have either the ad hoc reports, you have the admin reports that are the preset profiles that are set up. What's the approach kind of from the technology standpoint that you're taking here? I know that some of these other products have maybe reporting engines. They have various integration with Office or with things like that. What's the approach that you're taking to actually really produce the reports as an end result?
Okay, well that's a good question, Julian. Essentially, what we have is we have the Integra database, the Lotus Notes database that I referred to earlier, in which a profile creator would actually define everything related to the data content and layout and the distribution options related to their reports in a single Notes document. Of course, this being a Notes database, it replicates across your environment, out to different servers and out to different workstations. And that's how the report essentially gets distributed out to the consumer of the report, to the user of that report. Now, alternatives to this could be to use third-party reporting engines, and people will be familiar with products like Crystal Reports or IntelliPrint, perhaps. These are products which need to be separately installed on each workstation for each user, and they have their own reporting engine, which requires the user to get to be familiar with that reporting engine, rather than being already familiar with the Word and Excel products that we push our data into. So the approach is somewhat different that we are taking, and the reason that we've done that is that the capability, the functionality that people have access to within Word and Excel, and let's not forget they already have the knowledge to access this functionality, is really leading-edge functionality. We've got capabilities like the pivot tables or the graphing capabilities that you have in Excel, which really are second to none. And people are already licensed for these products and are familiar with their usage. What many other products do is they talk about what is referred in their marketing as Excel-like reporting. But in actual fact, what they're doing is they're mimicking some of the capabilities, and it's a subset of the capabilities, I'd have to say. And if you choose to actually export the data from these tools to Excel, which is really where the demand is, that's what end users are usually after, then those reports lose all their formatting or graphs don't get carried across into the Excel environment, et cetera. So really what we've focused on with our product is leveraging the power of Word and Excel and concentrating our efforts in providing excellent functionality to allow the data to be accessed from the Notes environment. And we can actually do a lot more than these other products in that area. We can access data not just from multiple Notes databases, but also non-Notes databases. You might have back-end databases like Oracle or SQL or MySQL or SAP or whatever that back-end database may be. And you could actually be streaming data from your Notes databases, which is also picking up data or running queries on these back-end databases and pushing one stream of data out to Excel. That's the type of capability that Integra is very, very good at achieving puts the product really in a class of its own in this area.
John, you mentioned that no code, no DLLs or anything has to be loaded on, the clients that interact with the Integra for Notes stuff. How does this work? How does it work?
Yeah. Again, this is also a very important point for the simple reason, especially for the large corporate, where they've got a managed environment and very often a locked down desktop type of policy. Going through the process of getting authorization to install a third party tool on that desktop can actually be quite difficult to do. We don't get involved in any of that for the simple reason that what you have is a Notes application. So once you've got Notes deployed to your users, that Notes application can be accessed either through Notes clients all through a web browser. There's also an option to run these on a scheduled basis on a Domino server. And all that you need to do is you need to make sure that the end users have the ACL access, the actual security access to the Notes database, which is appropriate for their usage of our Integra product. So there is no EXEs, no DLLs, nothing installed on the desktop, no touch costs associated with the deployment of our application out to the desktop. And that's something which is really of great value to organizations, particularly the larger organizations, obviously, where this is more of an issue for them.
Wow. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that the way that then the end user sort of triggers these reports is either through a smart icon, if they're making use of a Notes client, or through an action button or a hotspot within the Notes application, again, through the Notes client or through a web browser. So that capability to consume the report is something which is undertaken from within the source database that I'm reporting from. So if, for instance, I'm in a CRM application, and what I want to do is I want to generate my pipeline for the Northwest region, my sales pipeline for the Northwest region, and I've got a report which is pre-configured to do that within the Integra environment, all I need to do as a user is either click on an action button or a hotspot which specifically triggers that report, or alternatively click on a smart icon in the Notes client, which allows me to list from a list of available reports which are available to me, taking into account my security clearance, and also which are relevant and contextual to the particular database that I'm reporting from. So in the CRM application, I'm only going to see the CRM-related reports, whereas in the HR application, I'm only going to see the HR reports.
Okay, and you said something about the server support before. Now, you can schedule this on a server to run?
Yep, that's absolutely right. You can schedule these reports to run on a server, and essentially, depending on what distribution options you set for these reports, then what will happen is that once the report is run, it will get delivered in the intended manner. And that intended manner could be generating a report to Excel, pushing it out via email to one or a number of different email addresses, storing it back into a Notes database and perhaps sending a doc link to that document out to your users. Or sometimes the business need is actually just to print out, you know, an issue reliable and accurate printing can be from a Notes database if you're trying to generate a very specific type of layout on a report. And that can actually get undertaken by Integra, and possibly that's the business need, just generate it out as a printout, or convert it to a PDF and then distribute it out as a PDF. There are a number of different options that can be utilized in these scenarios.
Oh, nice, and especially the PDF piece. I didn't realize that. So you can, is that something that's built in? Do you need to have something extra to do the PDFs?
Well, you obviously need to have a PDF writing capability, and we do support a number of those, both open source PDF solutions and also products like Adobe's Acrobat Writer. So we've got a range of different PDF support that we provide with and through the product.
All right. I'm sorry, Julian.
I was going to go and say now in terms of accessing from a website, you know, we've got Notes client, so you can generate the reports from the client. We can schedule the things on the server. Me as a developer, could I set something up where I have maybe a web page interface to, you know, where people can go select report and then bring it right up on the screen?
Absolutely. Again, bring it right up on the screen is one of those options, but in the same ways that I mentioned to you that printing or distributing it out or converting to PDF, all of those same capabilities I just mentioned earlier are equally relevant even through the web browser. So, you would be able to deploy an application which is accessed through a web browser and provide a capability to generate a report, for instance, to Excel, to PDF, to Word, directly in that browser. And that's not just Windows-based browsers. Obviously, we support Firefox as well as IE, but certainly Bruce will be pleased to hear this. You know, you might be doing this running Firefox on your Apple Mac. That's perfectly possible. You're pleased, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is the Domino server you could be running it on does not need to be a Windows machine. You could be running it on a Linux Domino server. You could be running it on an iSeries machine. Any of the supported Domino platforms are also supported for the web-based access to the Domino server.
All right. John, digging in a little deeper, you know, we have a lot of people out there who are developers. You know, can you walk us through, you know, what actually happens? You know, you receive your Integra for Notes software, you know, you slap it on your server and you fire it up. I mean, can you walk us through some of the steps, say, for, you know, for creating a report?
Sure. Well, first of all, we've given a tremendous amount of focus on usability. So the user interface of the solution has been given a lot of thought, and we do consistently get very, very complimentary comments about how easy it is to generate reports, which is obviously very, very important. Essentially, you create a notes document. There is, when you go into the notes, the Integra Notes database, you're going to be able to create an Integra profile, and you can create Word or Excel or XML profiles. In other words, profiles which create the output as Word or as Excel or as XML. Essentially what you have is you have a tabbed interface in that form, which allows you to choose all the different aspects of the functionality. Obviously, one of the aspects is what's a report called, who can access it, how do I want to categorize it so it appears in a particular manner which makes it easy to select. And then there's the issue of actually selecting the database, linking to the particular database you want the report to be issued from. And then you've got an aspect related to selecting the fields. And these fields can be physical fields on a notes form, or alternatively, they could, of course, be computed fields. So you can undertake your own calculations, and these calculations can be utilizing either notes, standard notes formula language, or Lotus script. And you can set values to particular fields, computed fields, through the system. And we've got a number of wizards which allow this process to be done very simply. So, for instance, we have a lookup wizard, which allows you to link in a very visual way to another database or to another view or to a view in a particular database, and select what it is that you want to look up and what values you want to return, you know, which column you want to return from that lookup. And essentially what the system's going to do is it's going to build up a DB lookup for you, but it's doing it using a wizard which insulates the end user from needing to know what a DB lookup is and what its properties and syntax is. Now you may say, well, is that a big deal? Because most developers know how a DB lookup works. Well, what this allows you to do is it actually allows a user to achieve beyond their level of knowledge. In other words, you might have a good user, a competent user, who's not a developer, who wants to do a join to another database or another view to pick up certain information, and he isn't going to know how to use a DB lookup. But he will be able to use our wizard, which will result in a DB lookup being created for that user. So this is very important because it extends the reach of the user to beyond their level of competence as it would normally be.
What about the formatting, you know, the actual formatting of a report? You know, I've been involved in a lot of reporting, you know, in Excel from, you know, from SQL databases, from Notes and Domino. But, you know, the hardest part is always, you know, making that thing look pretty for the president, you know?
Yeah, well, that's actually the easy bit with our tool, in fact, Bruce, because what you do is you actually set up all of that layout and all the formatting and all the pretty colors that the CEO needs to look at, etc., within Excel. So what's actually happening is when you're in the Integra profile, there is a button that you click on the Integra profile, which will launch Excel inside the Integra profile and will automatically establish all the links by default that you have created for the views that you've selected to export into each of the columns in Excel. then the user is using their existing knowledge of Excel to choose the right font and get the corporate colors right and put the company logo in the right place, and also, of course, to make use of those wonderful capabilities in Excel, such as the pivot tables and the filtering in Excel and the graphing capabilities and conditional formatting and all of this sort of stuff, which is really, really powerful stuff within Excel. And so really what you're mentioning isn't so much of a problem with our product, because that's all done using the skills that you already have in Excel. And once you've done that and you get out of Excel, automatically the template that you would have created gets attached into the Integra profile. And that gets distributed across your organization. So when someone wants to change the color of a particular column, all they need to do is literally double-click on that template or click on our action button, make the change in Excel, and it will get automatically deployed out once it replicates out to all of the users. Mm-hmm. And this is a classic example of where there is a major distinction between the in-application development and our solution. Because I'm sure you guys and many of your listeners have actually attempted or maybe actually rely on a day-to-day basis on the in-application development approach. And the trouble with that is a manager turns up and says, hey, buddy, can you add another column into this report that you're giving me to actually show me the region or the account manager for this particular client? And suddenly, as soon as you've got to do that in the in-application development, there's quite a lot of script that you need to change to actually achieve that. Plus, you've got to go through the whole testing cycle and the documentation cycle to actually deploy that out within your organization. With our tool, without making any changes to the design of your application, all you need to do is add the additional computed field or physical field into our Integra profile and insert the extra column with the link field in Excel. So from a productivity point of view, one's actually going to take you, let me not exaggerate and talk about many hours, rather than a few minutes. So the whole process is much, much quicker and much easier to undertake. Mm-hmm. And that's where the productivity improvements come into play.
John, have you been like spying on me for the last couple of years when I'm writing reports in LotusScript, trying to figure out the Visual Basic coding, within LotusScript to get, a pivot table to work or to do formatting?
Yeah. And you know what's worse about that, Bruce? No, I haven't been spying, by the way, to answer your question. You thought I was trying to get away with it.
I was going
to
say, you never answered that question, did you?
But you know what's worse about it, Bruce? The actual coding that you need to use in that scenario that you just mentioned will vary depending on what version of Notes you're using and what version of Excel you're using, and worse still, what mixture of all of those you have within your organization. So,
very true.
The thing will work differently. It will work differently. All you need to do is attend John Head's session at Lotusphere each year that he's been running for many, many years, telling people how to do this. It is very confusing. It is a confusing issue.
Yeah, and I've been to John's session, and it is great. So if you're not going to, purchase Integra for Notes or another reporting product, go to John Head's section, and, you can guarantee yourself.
Well, actually, I suggest that people go to John Head's session first, then come and see the way that we do it.
Oh, there you go. So speaking of sessions and all that stuff, we're kind of segueing. That's a new word.
There's another one.
Yeah. We're kind of segueing into we just mentioned a session. So let's talk a little bit about Lotusphere. Mm-hmm. Integra going to be there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be there for our sixth year. We're on booth 610. I don't know if it happens that way each year, but we're on booth 610, right in the middle of the showcase. And we'd be very, very happy to show the product, take you through generating reports, creating reports, whatever it is, right there live on our booth. There was one thing I wanted to speak about, Bruce, which is back to this in-application development, because one of the things that a lot of people may be thinking out there is, but with my in-application development, it's true it will maybe take me 10 times longer to get it done, etc., but I have great amount of flexibility. The beauty of Integra is that flexibility is equally available to you. And the main reason behind it is that we actually have a capability which is unique to our product, which is our advanced event-driven Lotus Script capability. And the concept of the event-driven will not be new to our Notes developers who are listening today, because we're used to things like the query open event, the query close event, all of these form-based events where you can put in code which actually triggers at a particular point in the cycle of opening or closing or saving a form. That same concept is available within our Integra product. So we've actually got a series of Integra events which occur at different points in the reporting cycle. So let me just give you a very simple example of how you could use this. We have an event called the before read notes event. And as the name indicates, that before read notes event is executed immediately before reading the data from notes per document that you're exporting from your notes database. What you can do is you can place some code there, which, for instance, if you're generating a report from your sales pipeline database, what you can do is per client that you're actually issuing the report for, what you can do is you can go out and do some sort of analysis on that customer in your backend database or in another notes database to work out what the value of sales to this customer was last year or last quarter, and pick that information up and export that out as part of what you're doing. So it's not just a question of accessing data from physical fields or just doing computations like 20% of this value, simple computations, which you would find is likely to be the case with alternative solutions. You've actually got a tremendous amount of power to reach out and access data using our tool that you wouldn't be able to achieve with alternative solutions. So the in-application development compared to the Integra approach, literally we're talking about a sort of 10-to-1 level of productivity with our product being the 1, by the way, guys, and the in-application development being the 10, but still maintaining all the flexibility and capability in the hands of the developer. And that's a very, very powerful combination.
Okay, one of the things that we always get asked about after we do podcasts that deal with products and things like that is everyone asks how much this costs and how is this licensed? How would if I need to tell my manager about this great product I just heard about and it's going to cost this much? Is there information on the web? Can you tell us right away? Is it this complicated licensing scheme that I'm never going to understand?
Not at all. And in actual fact, most of the time what we get is people being very surprised by the pricing of the product. The product is licensed on a per-user basis, and in the Integra for Notes product comes in two versions. There's a designer edition, and there's an end-user edition. And as the names indicate, the designer edition is actually used by people who are designing the premeditated reports, and the end-user edition is used by the consumers of those reports, the people who are actually running the reports. And a 10-user license for the end-user product, Integra for Notes 10 users, is at $999. That's for all the 10 users. That's not per user. And then obviously the breakpoints, the pricing reduces according to the number of users that you have. So essentially we're talking about $999 being the entry level. The designer edition works out at $750 for your first designer, but it drops off very, very rapidly. For instance, three designers is $1,800. And this information is all available at integraphonotes.com/pricing. The other thing is we have spoken about the ad hoc reporting. That's also $999 for 10 users. So that's a tool that provides the very simple four-step wizard that allows an end user, and I really am talking about an end user, not trying to be derogatory, but really simplicity is the design objective for that particular product. $999 for 10 users again.
All right.
It's pretty simple and very, very cost effective. Return on investment is extremely rapid on the product.
All right. We talked about a lot of things. John, are there any other things about Integra for Notes that you want to talk about? Have we covered everything?
One of the interesting things that we haven't actually spoken about is the opportunity that Integra for Notes actually brings to other business partners.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about the reselling opportunity. That's obviously, yes, that exists, and it's out there. But the really interesting bit is what opportunity exists for other people who have notes applications and are themselves missing a reporting component to their own reporting applications. So, for instance, we've worked with a number of customers, probably the most high profile of which is Relevis, who many of your users will know of and will certainly know of more at 2007 Lotusphere. And what Relevis have done is they've used Integra for Notes to provide reporting capabilities as a part of their CRM application that is widely deployed out there in the notes space. So what they've done is they did used to use an alternative tool. They've switched to Integra because of the capability and particularly the reach that the product provides in terms of access to data. So there are other ISVs, other business partners who've created products who then turn to us to actually partner with us to deliver reporting capabilities for their own customers. That obviously adds value to their own application, as well as giving them a revenue stream, particularly a service revenue stream that they can provide out to their customers. And so that's quite an interesting aspect that we hadn't spoken about.
Yeah.
Obviously, the product's very widely used worldwide with, you know, some extremely high-profile names on our client lists.
All right. So is that all, John?
I think I've covered most of the things that I was hoping to cover.
Today. Julian, any other questions for John?
No, I think that was extremely helpful. I think that, again, I came in never having used the product before, and I think that actually answered a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Good. That's what we're striving for here on the podcast. So, for those of you who will be at Lotusphere, please stop by and see the folks over at Integra for Notes. If you did hear this podcast, you may want to mention it to John just because. But I look forward. I always stop by your pedestal because you guys always have a lively pedestal, and yeah, you always have these little things you give away. So
yeah, well, wait to see what we've got for you at Lotusphere 2007, booth 610.
All right. We'll be there, Julian. Anything else for John?
No, I think that wraps it up. And anyone who's listening, we will post the webpage or the website on the show notes. If you're listening and you feel like writing it down, it's Integra, then the number 4notes.com, Integra4notes.com. And like I said, we'll have all sorts of links and some information in the show notes. So if you want to go and see what the product's all about, then just click on through.
All right, John, thanks again. Julian, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
This episode of the Taking Notes podcast was sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes.